The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Hold up, testing.
Awesome. Testing. Awesome. All right, sorry for the technical difficulty. Things happen. So, brothers and sisters, I have really great news today. Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Raise your hand if you know what that means and believe it. Oh, wow. I thought everyone should be raising their hands. Okay, today I'm going to do something a little bit different. I want you to teach me why Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Anyone wants to say why Jesus is the way? Okay, right here. Go ahead. Do you remember? Anyone else? Over here? Yeah. Why is Jesus the way?
Jesus is the way because he is a God, and if you don't find his way, you'll be in big trouble.
Sure. He teaches us how to live, right? And then over here, yeah, why is Jesus?
Maybe because he protects us.
He protects us, right? Over here.
Jesus is the way in the life because he shows us how to be more of a Christian.
Teaches us how to be a Christian, right? That's awesome. Anyone else? Go back there. Yeah, go ahead. Over here. Yeah.
He is the Son of God.
And then over here. He taught his disciples. Awesome. Thank you. So everything you guys all said is really true. And because of this, we tell people we believe in God, not just by because we see him, but also because we have faith, right? And we believe that Jesus is the light, the way, the truth, and the life. But then, even though we say this, we have to ask ourselves, why do we say this? Anyone want to try to answer that? Why do we believe in this? Okay, over here. Yeah. Have you seen it? Yeah.
I read about it.
You read about it, so we read about it, but does it really prove it? Oh, interesting. Anyone else? Yeah.
Maybe because God saved us by dying.
He saved us by dying, right? And where can we see that, though?
We can see that when we learn it.
We learn it. Okay, there's an easier answer to that. Let's look up there. Our cross, right? What did Jesus do? Yeah, over here. Jesus died on the cross for us, right? We have that proof that he lived and He died for our sins and then was crucified on the cross, right? And just for all of us to be saved and save us from our own sin. But at the same time, there is life in it. It teaches us how to live, right? How to be a good person, how to live a full, happy life. And he gave us the Bible, right? Where the Bible teaches us all the lessons that we could learn on how to become a good person, how to live our life. And do we believe in it, though? That's the question we have to see. Do we follow what Jesus is teaching us? Or do we just leave Jesus up there and just be there on the cross and just staying there? When we say we believe the way, the truth, and the life, each and one of us has to take it deeper. Don't just say that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, but then really understand in our own hearts what that really means. And if we really believe in something, we tend to act on it. So in our own lives, if we really believe in Jesus, we have to show it, right? And then through us, we become the proof that Jesus Christ was alive and he is God, and he is the way, the truth, and the life. So today, each and one of us, let us pray at this Mass, the Mass is also another proof, where we pray together, come in communion, and believe that Jesus Christ is here in the Eucharist, and coming here in our lives, in our time now, to be with us. And when we receive the Eucharist, he comes into our hearts, right? So let us believe everything we have just said, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And if we really believe it, let us really pray to thank God at that moment for being here with us and guiding us every day. And then after this, after Mass, we're also all asked to go out and then show that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life through our own lives. Okay? Amen? Amen. Amen.